Showtime.
Going on the young showtime.
You're about to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got
to the real
world. Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Look at the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Comes great
real wizard Harry.
What are we doing up there?
They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil?
Eyes away.
Mind's scary.
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. Today's episode is our 10th, a small milestone, and it will be on the provinces and territories of Canada, which there are 13. With that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. The provinces and territories of Canada are sub-national divisions within the geographical area of Canada under the jurisdiction of the Canadian Constitution. In the 1867 Canadian Confederation, three provinces of British North America, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and the Province of Canada, were united to form a federated colony, becoming a sovereign nation in the next century. Over its history, Canada's international borders have changed several times, and the country has grown from the original four provinces to the current 10 provinces and three territories. Together, the provinces and territories make up the world's second largest country by total area. The major difference between a Canadian province and a territory is that provinces receive their power and authority from the Constitution Act of 1867. Whereas territorial governments have powers delegated to them by the Parliament of Canada. The powers flowing from the Constitution Act are divided between the Government of Canada and the provincial governments to exercise exclusively. A change to the division of powers between the federal government and the provinces requires a constitutional amendment, whereas a similar change affecting the territories can be performed unilaterally by the Parliament of Canada or government. In modern Canadian constitutional theory, the provinces are considered to be co-sovereign within certain areas based on the divisions of responsibility between the provincial and federal government within the Constitution Act of 1867, and each province thus has its own representative of the Canadian Crown, the Lieutenant Governor. The territories are not sovereign, but instead their authorities and responsibilities are devolved directly from the federal level, and as a result, have a commissioner that represents the federal government. This takes us on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the provinces and territories of Canada is Jan and Baz went to the moon with Prince Edward. And we will be remembering this starting from the top left, which is the Yukon. Across the top, you've got the Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut. And then we'll go down to the next level, where you start at British Columbia, and again, go from left to right. Now, the Yan is spelt Y, assisting A, double N, and is assisting. Baz is B, A, S. Went to the is assisting, and then moon is spelt M-O-Q, obviously that looks like an O, so that forms the word, and then triple N. With is assisting, and then Prince Edward is just Prince Edward Island. Okay, the Yan, the Y stands for Yukon, the A is assisting. The first N is Northwest Territories. The second N is Nunavut. And is assisting. Baz, the B is British Columbia. The A is Alberta. The S is Saskatchewan. Went to the is assisting. And then moon, M is Manitoba. The O is Ontario. The Q is Quebec. The first N is Newfoundland and Labrador, the second N is New Brunswick, and the third N, Nova Scotia. Then after moon is with, that is assisting, And Prince Edward is Prince Edward Island. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the provinces and territories of Canada. And the mnemonic is Jan and Baz went to the moon with Prince Edward. Jan, the Y stands for Yukon. The A is assisting. The first N is Northwest Territories. The second N is none of it. And is assisting. Baz, the B is for British Columbia. The A is for Alberta. S is for Saskatchewan. Went to the is assisting. And then moon. The M is for Manitoba. The O is for Ontario. The Q, which we take as an O, is Quebec. The first N is Newfoundland and Labrador. The second N is New Brunswick. And the third N, Nova Scotia. With is assisting. And Prince Edward is Prince Edward Island. This takes us on to
5 fun facts.
Okay, the first fun fact for today is Canada has the longest coastline in the world with 202,080 kilometres or 125,567 miles. The second fact, more than half the lakes in the world are located in Canada. There may be as many as 2 million. And the third fact, Canada has the largest source of fresh water in the world. And the fourth fact, Canada is the second largest country behind Russia, with China the third largest. And the last fact for today, fact 5, the official languages of Canada are English and French. Now on to
The three question quiz.
Okay, the first question for today is, what is the largest city in Canada? Question 2, what is Canada's biggest bay? And the last question, question 3, what is Canada's highest mountain? And just speaking about mountains, I was out in a boat on a holiday trekking the Everest Trail in Nepal many years ago. And in our group, we had an American and a Canadian. Anyway, the American was busy expounding how much better the US was compared to Canada, but the Canadian was having none of it. And then went on to say that the only way the USA was better than Canada was that it had better neighbours. We will now recap that mnemonic on the provinces and territories of Canada.
Mnemonic.
And that mnemonic is Jan and Baz went to the moon with Prince Edward. Jan, the Y is for Yukon. The A is assisting. The first N is Northwest Territories. The second N is none of it. And is assisting. Baz, take the B for British Columbia. The A for Alberta, and the S for Saskatchewan. Went to the is assisting, and then moon. The M is for Manitoba. The O is for Ontario. The Q is for Quebec. And three N's. The first N is Newfoundland and Labrador. The second N is New Brunswick. And the third N is Nova Scotia. With is assisting, and Prince Edward is Prince Edward Island. This takes us on to the three-question quiz answers. And the first question was, what is the largest city in Canada? And the answer there is Toronto, with over 6 million people. And the second question, what is Canada's biggest bay? And the answer there is Hudson Bay. The final question, question 3, what is Canada's highest mountain? The answer there is Mount Logan at 5,959 metres, and it's located in the Yukon. This takes us on to
Word of the Week.
Okay, our Word of the Week this week is fantabulous, spelt F-A-N-T-A-B-U-L-O-U-S. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is extremely fine or desirable, excellent, wonderful. And our simple example today is Canada has a fantabulous landscape. Well, that takes us to the end of our 10th episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com, on the website, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This will contain show notes, useful links, and a whole lot more. While there, hit the like button if you think you've learned something, and feel free to leave a review or a suggestion of a mnemonic that you've created. Every 5 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. And just speaking about that, this is the 10th episode, so this is the first time that the prize will be going off. And our first winner for the mnemonic of the month is Danielle Mason from Melbourne, Australia. And her mnemonic was for the real children of the Von Trapp family from The Sound of Music. And that's they had 7 children, and her mnemonic was How Marge Married. And that is spelt H assisting O W, and the Marge is M A R J, and married is spelt normally. Okay, so the how, the H is for Hedwig, the O is assisting, the W is for Werner, Marge, the M is for Maria, the A is for Agatha, the R is for Rupert, and the J is Johanna. And married, she takes the M, and that's Martina. So you can see the link there is Marge is reasonably close to Maria, and Maria was the name of the actual Von Trapp lady that married George. And The Sound of Music is basically how they ended up getting married. So How Marge Married. So an excellent one to get started. So Danielle, your prize will be coming soon. I'll drop it in your mailbox when I take out the bin this Thursday. So that's the end of this 10th episode. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
That doesn't make sense.